I want your pledge, on your honour as a knight, that after you deliver my message, you'll return with the Queen's reply and resume your captivity. Sir Cleos answered at once, I do so vow. Every man in this hall has heard you, warned Catelyn's brother, Sir Edmure Tully, who spoke for River Run and the Lords of the Trident in the place of their dying father. If you do not return, the whole realm will know you forsworn. I will do as I pledged, Sir Cleos replied stiffly. What is this message? An offer of peace. Rob stood, longsword in hand. Grey Wind moved to his side. The hall grew hushed. Tell the Queen Regent that if she meets my terms, I will sheathe this sword and make an end to the war between us. In the back of the hall, Catelyn glimpsed the tall, gaunt figure of Lord Rickard Carstark shoved through a rank of guards and out the door. No one else moved. Rob paid the disruption no mind. Olivar, the paper, he commanded. The squire took his longsword and handed up a rolled parchment. Rob unrolled it. First, the Queen must release my sisters and provide them with transport by sea from King's Landing to White Harbour. It is to be understood that Sansa's betrothal to Joffrey Baratheon is at an end.